imagine the best place to start is at the beginning. Meg, why are you here?
Beatrice has been showing signs of depression.
She's also been very, very angry with us ever since she saw us having sex. When you were having sex, was it different or unusual in any way?
We got a book, Kama Sutra. I lit some candles and played some music and got myself in a position that wasn't very easy for me emotionally. It's called the Congress of a Cow, where the woman is bent over, the hands are on the floor, and the man is behind.
What did she do when she saw you? She just stood there staring at us. She didn't say anything. Didn't say a word. What would you like to say to Beatrice right now?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to see that.
Beatrice, can you look at us? Come on, honey. Mommy and Daddy are over here.
Bring your champions into the ring, please. Thank you. Right on around. Just trot him straight away and back, please.
Well, he couldn't have ordered up a nicer day. I'll say that for him.
I woke up. I was so glad.
Okay, would everybody please fill into line here? Leads up. Let's take them all around. Best of breed. Best of winners. Best opposite.
Yes! Super.
I like to think that Cookie and I work as a team, although I do nothing. She does all the work with Winky.
Yay!
Well, the first time we met was at this big dance. And I just thought she was the prettiest thing that I'd ever seen. And she was there with somebody else. She was very popular back then. She had dozens of boyfriends.
Hundreds. Yeah, hundreds.
I did not know that. Hundreds. Well, not that I didn't have a reputation myself, because, you know, I was considered, you know, by some to be quite the Casanova myself back at Ponce de Leon Junior High. But we started dancing.
He didn't want to dance. I was, like, dancing by myself.
I did not want to dance because...
Say, get up, Jerry.
I kept saying, you know, I can't dance. I can't. I've got two left feet. I've got two left feet.
I thought he was kidding.
But I wasn't. I was born with two left feet. And they had a nickname for me. They used to call me Loopy. Because, you know, I would walk in little loops, kept going in circles. And then with some therapy, I learned how to walk a straight line.
And dance. Oh, man, you got moves better than Winky, I think.
Well.
My great-grandfather, Milbank, in 1875, began the Mayflower Kennel Club and dog show. It was very small to begin with. In fact, he operated out of this house that we're in right now, this beautiful building and this lovely room, which grew and grew. And, of course, nobody lives here anymore, but it's our place. And then my grandfather continued the tradition. And really, I think what we're talking about is standards, basically. Very, very specific. Rigid, you could say, but in this world, where would we be without them, I think, and notice where we are, without some real standards. In Jessica's case, we have a bite standard, but we don't have a number of teeth standard, but the breeds do differ in that, but they're very, very strict, and they're very, very pure. And that, oh, yes, did you hear that? Did you hear what I said? I think she...
Listen.
Now, when somebody comes in here, your average tourist, fisher person, right? They want to know, where do I go? So what you do is you sell them this map, and you sell them all these different flies, and you take the map, and you take your best places, and you take the best fly for the place, put it right on the map, then you sell them the map, and now they know where to go.
Yeah, we pick out the pattern for you. So let's say it could be a disco midge, it could be a bead head, it could be a parachute Adams, whatever it is. Right. He doesn't have to think of...
Here's a Waterloo James.
Aside from fishing, dogs have always been a big thing in my family. My father was a coonhound man. He had red bones, and his brother had a blue tick, and his brother had a plot hound, and some other members of the family, some various cousins, they have a Stephen Stock, some other kind of cattle and hounds. And my brother Otto also had a red bone. We used to fight all the time. He used to say, "I'm a red bone man." I used to say, "I'm a bloodhound man." The bloodhound, of all the breeds, it's just such a noble, loyal, perfect dog. I mean, you can't find a better dog on the whole planet Earth. And I would guess that even if one day they land on some other planet in Venus or Mars or whatever, you couldn't find a better dog. And Hubert is the best hound I've ever had. I've had probably 10 or 15. He is not only a great show dog, but he could be a great man trailing dog. If the police ever came and said, "I need a great bloodhound," he would be the one to take out. Because if there was some kind of convict loose, you know, God forbid, he'd be the one to find them.
Come on, we got everything. We got all fresh cuts today. We got top loin, porterhouse, T-bone, blade, ball tip, tri-tip, chuck. We got everything.
Amazing. So basically, you know, meat.
Got a lot of meat.
Oh, good.
Got a lot of meat.
Tyrone would like those beef kidneys, so how about a half pound of those?
No, not the kidneys. It's the membranes. I don't want to pull those things off.
I'll take care of the membranes. Don't worry about it.
Randy, you could pull the membrane off.
Will you stop it? I think a little bit of the salmon, maybe a half pound of the salmon, half pound of the kidneys.
Half pound.
And do me a favor, just get one of those pepperoni sticks out. I just want to hold it.
Will you stop it? So well, I've been a hairdresser about 14 years. And went to a show, and I saw his nibs here having his way with a borzoi, just trotting around that ring like he was born to it, and indeed he was. And I asked my ex-wife, I said, "Who's that?" She says, "That's Scott. He shows a good dog." I've never seen anyone as light on his feet as
light
as
in the loafers. Say it.
No.
Oh, no.
What stop.
A oh, no. Wait till I tell Mom.
It's just he and the borzoi seemed to have the same prance, the same... It was like they were two members of the same body, you might say. And it was a wonderful sight.
I knew a guy who had two members on the same
body.
Will
you stop
it?
I doubt it.
Dated him for about a half hour.
In your dreams.
Got so exhausted. Go on, I'm sorry. You were telling a story?
No, and I asked Neb, I said, "Who's that?" And said, "That's Scott. And he cuts hair, he grooms dogs, and he shows dogs, and he's a genius."
And, you know, at that time, I was like... You know, wild man on campus.
Club scene.
Oh, my
Club
God,
scene
you know,
here.
On a Friday night, I'd have three Saturday nights, and then I'd go home and wake up. My God, what a thrill. Really, don't knock it till you've tried it. Anyway, so we get together, we see several movies, and...
We like the same stuff. And
yeah, before you know it, you know.
Oh, my God, it's the all-American love story.
It sure is.
Writ large.
On the marquee, big letters. Us.
Leslie and I have been together 5 years. We have an amazing relationship, and it's very physical. I mean, he still pushes all my buttons, and, you know, people say, "Oh, but he's so much older than you," and you know what? I'm the one having to push him away. Yeah, we both have so much in common. We both love soup, and we love the outdoors. We love snow peas and talking and not talking. We could not talk or talk forever and still find things to not talk about.
Hi, I'm Graham Chisholm, and I'm the show chairman here at the Mayflower Dog Show. This is a very special time for me. It's something I do every year before the show. It's come up here and kind of, for the last time, enjoy the solitude of what I call a blank canvas And there it is right there. There's nothing out there. Not that I can see anyway. But no one here. And in 5 days from now, you are not going to believe the difference. This center will be packed with people. And the roar of the crowd, the energy that this building will exude will be phenomenal. With winners and losers, although no one loses. We don't like to say that, but let's face it, some people have a long drive home, and there are some sad eyes on some dogs that have worked so hard to get here.
Hamilton! Hamilton! We gotta call Dr. Nalkin.
Why?
Beatrice made a pee-pee on the sheets and a poopy in your slipper.
It's my Orvis slippers?
I don't know.
God.
You been talking to her?
Of course I've been talking to her.
What have you been saying?
I've been saying that when Mommy and Daddy make love, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Sometimes.
Excuse me?
We met at Starbucks. Not at the same Starbucks, but we saw each other at different Starbucks across the street mm-hmm. from each other. And Hamilton got up the courage to walk across the street one day and approached me.
Yeah. I'd seen you at law school before.
Yeah.
And I know that sometimes I'd be in one Starbucks and then you'd be in the other Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And then I think maybe, you know, I should go over to that Starbucks mm-hmm. the next weekend and then you'd be at the other Starbucks. So we kind of crossed. I know, it seems so stupid
now. He's so
now.
Good.
Ugh. I remember what I was drinking when I met you. It was a grande espresso.
That's right. And I thought that was really sexy.
Yeah.
I was drinking cappuccinos.
I remember.
And then I went to lattes and then now double espresso, macchiato.
Right. And I'm now a big old, you know, chai tea latte, soy milk kind of guy.
Oh, soy, yeah.
Because of the lactose.
Mm-hmm. And I'm lactose intolerant now.
Mm-hmm. And I walked across the street, and there you were. And, oh, my
Working
gosh.
Working on my Mac.
And I had my Mac. Oh, and there you, and then I look over, and she's reading J. Crew. It was so weird, because I was such a huge J. Crew mm-hmm. person then, too.
Mm-hmm.
Still am.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes like to just go to Starbucks on weekends and take an L.L. Bean catalog, and I'll say, honey, what's new? And she has 5 minutes to look through and find out what's new.
We've been around forever. We are so lucky. We are so lucky to have been raised amongst catalogs.
Oh, it's so much easier because especially you don't have to deal with people as much. You can just talk to the person on the phone.
Or not.
Yeah.
I like to take Cuba for a walk in the woods before he... I show him, because it's more natural kind of environment for him, and it makes him relax, and makes me relax, too, to not think about the competition, just take a walk and, smell the ground and all that, and,
Would you smoke?
See, a lot of times, what he's doing is he's... A bloodhound not only has a great nose, but he also, they can talk. And he's so when he's doing that, he's talking. He's saying, what you do? He's saying, what you do? What you do? What you do? What you do? And he's saying, I'm ready. That's when he's ready for a show. Because he says, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. See, that dad and I know he's ready.
What you boy? What you know what I mean?
He says, I'm ready. I've walked and I'm ready. Have a good night's sleep and then we'll get going and it'll be showtime for you, right? And look at that. The judge is going to look at him and say,
Hey.
And sometimes I think he's going to talk to the judge and say,
Hey, Judge, look at me.
He's not, the dog ain't going to talk, but his mind is like a telepathy thing where he says,
I'm the best one here. I'm the best one you ever seen.
And then the judge in his mind, because he can pick up on the telepathy, will sometimes give him blue ribbon.
Hey, Judge. Hey, what's going on there? I know what you're thinking, and I'm the best dog in the whole ring.
See? That's not a bad idea. Maybe I just should do that, practice that, right? Cuba.
Congratulations. We're going to the big show.
You gotta be happy.
We're going to the big show.
What are you gonna do when you get into Philly? What are you gonna see?
We're gonna see everything. We're gonna see the Liberty Bell.
No.
We're going to see the place where they make the cream cheese.
Oh, honey. They're going to go to Philly, and in Philly, they're going to see where they make the cream cheese that we've been talking about for all these years.
I want to see where they make the light cream cheese.
want to go to that other building.
Yes.
Well, please.
Yes, that factory's not made out of brick, I don't think. No.
We'll cross our fingers for you.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. We're going to stop and see some friends in Akron. I told you about the Bermans.
Oh, yeah.
Our good friends. We're going to stop there. They've offered us their place to stay
You've
for the
talked
night,
about him before.
Oh, yes, you have.
They're dear friends. They're
my wife wants to drive 140 miles out of our way just to see some people we saw 2 or 3 years ago. So, I anyway.
Oh, someone's still a little jealous.
Oh, jealous.
How many years ago did he poke me? How many years ago was that?
You've met my wife, the comedian. Thanks, I'm jealous.
I'm sure, I'm sure it's all over with.
Come on.
Look how sweet.
That's
jealous.
Why it works.
Thanks, son. God loves a terrier. Yes, he does. God loves a terrier. That's because small, sturdy, bright, and true. They give their love to you. God didn't miss a stitch. Be it dog or be it bitch. When he made the Norwich merrier with its cute little derrier. Yes, God loves a terrier.
We have a wonderful working relationship, and I have to say I wanted the best handler, and I get what I want.
That's right, you sure did. And this kennel that I opened up was really just a kennel until Sherry Ann and Leslie showed up, and their generosity has turned this humble little kennel.
It was a shit box.
Well, yeah. Mm. They have turned this place into a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art kennel facility, and I'm just so grateful to them. It's just fantastic. With Sherry Ann, we have this fantastic friendship, too. It's really great. And we have a little bit of a family dynamic going here, and it pretty much mirrors what I grew up with, you know. My father was the taskmaster, the disciplinarian, which is what I do. I'm the mommy slash daddy. That's right.
Like Mr. Punishment.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, and also reward. Mm. But Sherry's responsible for the unconditional love, you know.
And the decorative abilities.
Exactly, the heart and the soul, you know, which is what my mother did, and that was her job. You know, she was there for the unconditional love. Mm. And it worked for my family, you know, until my mom committed suicide in 81.
Let me help you. Slow down. You got a long trip ahead of you, boy.
Okay, for Winky's poopies, just in case.
You're so thoughtful.
Sure.
Love you.
Thank you.
You got to see Grant's charge.
Thanks for checking in on the house.
Oh, yeah. Sherman's War Trail in Atlanta and Lee's Comeuppance in Virginia. You get a ham sandwich at Lee's Comeuppance. Make sure you stop there and get a ham sandwich. Okay, buddy? All right, get going.
Come on, darling. Come on.
Jack, the keys.
We got it. We
front
got
door.
It. We know where they are. We know how to get it.
Okay, Chair. Have a good one.
Great time.
Good luck.
Bring home the blue ribbon.
Don't water the plants. They're plastic. Get out.
Bye. Bring home the blue ribbon.
Okay. You guys ready?
Drinks when you get back.
You ready?
Yep. Okay.
On! Home! Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Have a great time.
You got everything. You got your roadmap and all that stuff.
I think I'm all set, fellas. I mean,
what the heck you got in here anyway?
Oh, that's just a little thing I picked up.
Yeah. You gonna do some fishing while you're up there?
No, I'm going to dog show, Dale.
They ain't got no lakes and rivers or nothing in Philadelphia.
Well, I don't think I'm gonna have much time to do that.
Good luck, Hubert. You go up there and put some hurting on them Yankee dogs, huh?
Thanks, fellas. I really appreciate it.
We'll take care of everything for you. You don't have to worry about nothing.
Okay, great.
We got it in order.
I do.
Hey, this is that tape I was telling you about with that guy who does them funny songs. It's real good for the
road. That's great. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Bon voyage, Hubert. Good luck.
Catch a big one. Y'all have a good time. Hey, Hubert, who's going to catch big fish? Who's going fishing? All right,
Hubert. Hubert, you're the dog. You're the dog, Hubert.
Hey, if you get tired, pull over. If you get hungry, eat something. Bye.
See you, Hubert.
Don't forget the tape.
Well, we've started. You can, I guess, call it a little bit of superstition on my part, but I always like to put up the official curtain, so to speak, because this curtain here will carry the
official symbol of the Mayflower Dog Show. And we'll really spread the arms, guys, so it doesn't get dirty. Thanks. Behind it, of course, is the holding area. That's where the chief steward will be. And he'll make sure everybody has the proper armbands so they can, you know, identifying the dog with the handler is very important, of course. And all that anxiety and chaos kind of happens behind the curtain, which is good. So these people here can enjoy the show and not see that. So, all right, yeah, guys, really, really shake it out there. Let's get the dirt off it. That's it. Been in a box for a year.
Oh, these have to come. Because
counting those, I have you. Well, you've already packed six kimonos.
All right. So here's seven.
We're in Philadelphia for 48 hours.
So that's seven. So I need.
I mean,
one
how many
more.
Tea services
eight.
Can you do? Why are you doing this? I mean, I think we're overpacking, don't you?
Well, no.
Donka down in Louisiana, where the biscuits gravy all like this is man. Let's go honky tonk down in
I used to be able to name every nut that there was, and that used to drive my mother crazy because she used to say, Harlan Pepper, if you don't stop naming nuts, and the joke was, of course, that we lived in pine nut. And I think that's what put it in my head at that point. So I'd go to sleep. She'd hear me in the other room, and she would just start yelling. I'd say, peanut, hazelnut, cashew nut, macadamia nut. That was the one that was sending her into a, going crazy. She said, you stop naming nuts. And Hubert used to be able to make the sound. And he wasn't talking, but he used to go, it sounded like macadamia nut. Pine nut, which is a nut, but it's also the name of the town. Pistachio nut. Red pistachio nut. Natural, all natural white pistachio nut.
Is that everything?
Yes.
There's all
everything.
The bags? It doesn't look like everything.
What?
It doesn't look like everything.
Well, it is everything.
Well,
I counted. Maybe if
like
we would have
it.
Helped a little, then
you know, next time we
know.
Should really call a car service.
Well, next time you should be on time. Then we wouldn't have to take a taxi. Did you think
I
of that?
I can't hear you.
I said if you'd be ready on time, we wouldn't have to take a taxi.
But if we had a car service, they would have picked us up on time.
Meg, do you have the tickets? Do you have the tickets? Yes, you do.
You have the tickets.
No, I do not.
Hey, what kind of dog is that?
A Weimaraner.
No, I don't.
Well, you
I
little
fella before we left.
Whoa. Hey, what did you do?
Did you provoke her?
What did you do?
Come on, B.
Did you pinch her or something?
It almost took off my hand.
You know what we ought to do to you? You just get walking, buddy, right now. I'll file a personal assault charge against you so fast your head'll spin.
You put a muzzle on that thing and yourself, mister.
You get out of here.
You don't know who you're talking to.
Crazy
get out of
here.
People. Crazy dog.
Get busy.
He said he's mean, man.
Take your busy thing. Come on, Winner.
Oh,
come
no!
On,
come on!
Meg, just settle
she's
down.
Not even reacting to
no,
the toy.
She'll be fine.
11728.
11 7 on this side.
28 26. Here we
that's
go.
It, that's it. That's it, yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm. What a dump. I thought you said they got a better place.
They did.
If you live in Skid Row.
Okay. You did it. Good dog.
Oh, I'm getting heart palpitations.
Jerry.
I can't help it.
Jerry, listen to me. Max is so history. Who's my future?
Well, let's get going.
Watch out for that one.
Hey, Cookie. Yes.
Oh, Max. Hi.
Speak twice like the French. Oh. Come here, sweet boy.
You remember Wakey?
Oh, he's a sweet boy. He's fuzzy.
We had a...
Oh, God bless him. Mm, here, go to Daddy.
We had a... What?
Faye, thank you so much for letting me... Oh. Okay.
Come on, let me show you around.
I'll go get the bags.
This is our biggest week of the year here at the Taft. We're a very popular hotel year-round, but now is the time of the year when we feel a lot of excitement when the Mayflower Dog Show comes through and all the familiar faces, canine and, you know, human alike, come through these doors, and we get to see our friends again and make the place ready. And there's a lot of work involved in that. The key to welcoming animals into a hotel is maintaining a certain level of hygiene, and that's what this room is all about. We're pretty well supplied here for any kind of contingency. Your small dogs, your big dogs. This is a good, safe product. Doesn't have a lot of bad odor or a chemical smell for your small stains. Usually your small dogs, your Pomeranian, your, you know, little teacup poodle, what have you. This is a good product. Sometimes you get your bigger dog, your Great Dane, your Bull Mastiff, what have you, your Rottweiler. You need to up the ante a little bit, and this is another good cleaning product. And for the big critters, the big stains, sometimes you got to bring out the nuclear weaponry, the sodium hypochlorite. I don't know if I can tell this. Well, I won't mention names, but we had a rock group come through here, and we saw them coming, so we put down the rubber sheets in the beds. But apparently they weren't aware that there was a toilet in the room, so we had a lot of cleaning to do after they checked out. And, you know, roasting a goat in the room, I still to this day don't understand. Getting the smell of cumin and charcoal out of the drapes was a chore unto itself, so that was a big deal. We get an imprint in the credit card for a lot of money now, and we learned from that one.
This is great, Faye. Thanks so much. Welcome.
Super.
It's like, I know it tastes better, but it looks like that cafeteria hot plate food, you know, which I never actually tasted because I didn't want to look like a loser. But
you know, I have that food every single day, and it was 50 cents back then, sweetie. That's pretty cheap.
So what's that you've got there, Zach?
A parachuter.
A parachuter.
Don't call that a doll. It's an action figure.
It is an action figure. Yes, you got that right. So what is that? What do you do with the parachuter?
Oh, it goes up and down like this.
Honey, no. Don't let it fall on your food. Mommy's not mad, but don't do that, please.
Is it okay if I let Winky walk around the house a bit?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Yep, I've got my puffer. It's okay.
I had a terrible day today. I can't get rid of it in my head. You know, you have a bad day, somebody returns a sweater. I have a bad day, lives get lost. People lose their lives. I'm the chief hostage negotiator for the Akron and Tri-County area. And I talk people down. When they ever get a jumper on a big building, they call me.
How many people have you talked down? I mean, is there a...
Well, they always jump. I've got news for you. It's a little secret from the trade. They all jump. But today we had a tough one. There's a guy, he jumps. It doesn't bother me. It happens all the time. But you see, you think they drop like rocks. They don't. He hit a gargoyle on the way down. And this guy gets his head caught in the gargoyle's mouth. The head pops off like a grape. The body continues to spin down like a whirligig. When they hit, everything pops out. It's like a pinata. The intestines, like they're spring-loaded. Pop out. You know, forgive me, Alex. Actually, you know what? You know what I was just remembering?
Oh,
that time with you and me at the lake? With the pinata? Remember?
Was that you? Are you sure that was you?
I think you know who it was.
Well, it was a long time ago, and it was...
Seems like last week, I'll tell you that. You wouldn't know this, but she was famous for putting her legs behind her head. She could get both legs behind her head.
What? It's like an animal.
No, it's just talk.
No, it's like an animal.
What's
excuse me. Sorry.
Sorry.
It's just talk.
Pinata.
Hey,
I
forgot to compliment you on your luscious melon breasts tonight. How does that sound?
Come on.
Look, I know you're
so... What the hell are you talking about now?
Do you hear...
You know something? What you don't understand is... What do they say? One picture is worth 1,000 words. I only went through 125 or 130 words describing that. If I wanted to go on, I could go through 800 words more.
Well, I'll take a picture because, you know, the brand.
I'll tell you what, next time I'll get a picture. How about that?
Where's the dog? The what?
Winky.
Winky. Where's Winky?
Who's Winky?
It's all right. He's probably Winky. Just dog. Playing with Sally.
Oh, the dog.
Winky! Winky! What are you doing?
Zach,
Winky,
it's okay, baby.
Don't
move,
Zach. Zach's
Don't move. He's got a parachute around his
back. Please, please, this is what I do. Please, honey, this is what I do.
Don't be mad at him, please.
I'll gouge your left eye out with my thumb. I shit you not, you freak. I'm going to get down here right now. I'm
going to
punch you in the eye until it turns to jelly. Get down here.
Don't look at him in the eye. He challenges him. He doesn't like it.
I'm going to stab you with forks until you bleed. How about that?
Hey. Hey, little buddy. What you been doing?
Oh, nothing.
Now, I understand that you went to the circus.
I did. I saw the hat lady. Hat lady.
Fat.
Hat lady. Hat lady.
Fat. How do you say F? That isn't in here. How about the chubby lady? That's easy to say.
I saw the chucky.
No,
that's chucky then. Chucky lady.
Chubby.
Chucky.
Chuggy. Hey,
what you doing, bloodhound doggy?
That's an easy one to say, bloodhound, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You going to sleep?
That doorman was approximately
Mediterranean type.
I'll say.
Got to trim their nose hair.
Hi, may I help you?
Vanderhoof.
V-A-N?
D-E-R. H-O-O-F.
Okay, non-smoking, two nights, we have you down for a queen.
What are you suggesting, my dear man?
Do you want to put this on a credit card?
Oh, yes.
Talk to Daddy.
Seen enough dogs today, have you?
Dogs, yes. Big show. There's a lot of them here in the hotel.
A lot of pretty dogs.
A lot of them here in the lobby.
Okay. If I could get you to sign here.
How tall are you?
6'4".
Thought so. I feel like Alan Ladd at Easter Island.
6'4"? Where are you from? Like Norland? Norway?
I'm Irish-German.
Irish?
Like Robert Duvall, the Godfather.
Rockwurst and shillelaghs. Paging Dr. Freud.
But this time, Robin is going to make it for you.
Okay.
Okay.
You had it with me as far as this treatment goes.
For a very short time. Now we're about to
Good. I'm Jana. I'm the production assistant.
Hi.
They're ready for you, so if you want to come with me, I'll take you on over.
You sure, Tom, baby? Come on, little bitch.
Just to seal it.
Come on.
It's upside now the garnish, which really makes it.
You were magic.
So don't forget, Saturday night, we've got the reservations
now. Look at that. I'm having the spring.
I'm there.
Hi.
See you then. Hi,
Chuck.
Hi.
Hi,
hey,
how are you?
I'm Robin.
I'm Christy.
Christy,
nice to meet you.
Sherry,
oh my
Chuck.
God, you're so short.
Oh my
camera adds on a few inches.
Hey, I saw you in a grocery store about a year ago. You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And this is
Butch.
Butch.
Hey.
Now,
that's
cool. Hold it, Butch. Isn't Butch a bitch?
Butch is a bitch.
Oh, heavens.
So funny. There's coffee there on the side for you if you're interested. Yes, thank you.
5 seconds.
Here we go. We're in five. I love Japanese furniture rearrange.
Energy.
And we're back. And it is a big night here in Philadelphia tomorrow, the Mayflowers Annual Kennel Club Dog Show. And with us, we have owner Sherrianne Cabot and handler Christy Cummings with their two-time champion, Rhapsody in White. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yes.
I am particular about my hair.
Yeah.
But this.
Well, Chuck, this takes about 2 hours worth of work.
I can believe. What's with the little plumber butt thing happening on the hip?
These pom poms are keeping Butch's hips warm from the cold water. The hip joints is very important.
Mm-hmm. And the little drummerette things you were saying on that?
Right.
Those act as flippers.
Right.
Uh-huh. Look at this, sweetie.
Welcome to Taft. May I help you?
Yes, you should have a reservation for Fleck.
Mayflower Group.
Great. Gerald and Cookie Fleck got you for two nights. Queen size non-smoking.
That is correct, sir.
You want to put this on a credit card?
Yes. Drove up from Florida.
Well, welcome.
Thank you very much.
How was the drive?
Oh, just a super drive. Put a few clicks on the old odometer. Let me put it that way. Good weather for most of it. A little cloudy coming up through West Virginia, and then it stayed overcast through Virginia. But once we get into Pennsylvania, it's still overcast.
Now, there's a little problem.
I'm not sure. Do you have another credit card I could run through?
Nah, that's the good one. That should work.
Just give it a rub.
Yeah, check the strip. Sometimes the change or the key.
Now you see it's coming up bad each time.
No, that's a mistake. That's a good card.
Do you have another card then?
No, that is the good card, and I think you should call them because that's a mistake. Something's wrong there.
Yeah, let me give them a ring.
No, don't worry, Jack. It's good.
Well,
I had to pay the cable and I paid the gas.
Merchant
and water,
JL.
And they're covered.
It's got to be a mistake.
They're offering back. This.
That's what I came up with.
No, it's okay.
Would you like to talk to the cardholder? Because he wants to talk to you.
Yes. Hello? Yes, who am I speaking to? Doreen? This is Jerry Fleck, and...
Tell him this at one nose.
Yes, we're having a problem with our card here, and... Yes.
We have till 2 to pay it. Tell her we have till 2 to pay it.
Yes.
Till 2 here, notices. We don't have to pay in the...
Well, 2 notices, and you see, it's my wife that does all the bill paying, and she's not a forgetful person. Hang on. 2 notices, honey. They.
Can I offer another suggestion? If you had cash for 2 nights deposit, then we'll just...
Yes. How much?
$150 a night. That's $300, and you'd be refunded a substantial portion of that on checkout.
We don't have $300. I've got $34. What about traveler's checks?
Yes, we certainly take traveler's checks.
Did you get some?
No.
Let me see what I can do.
Well, the excitement's starting to build, and Butch has a light in her eyes that says it's showtime. This is the beginning of our ritual. This party, our pre-show ritual for the Mayflower. And we just did the official toast. And and the way it goes is that when the ice sculpture, which as you can see, it's Butch, when the ice sculpture melts all the way down, the party's over. And it looks like tomorrow's gonna be a beautiful day. But this year, we're adding a new element to this pre-show ritual. Sherry will be doing my makeup.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited
about
it. It's
a way for me to relax, and it's also a way for me to show again my art.
Yeah, and she's the epitome of glamour, you know, so I feel like I'm in good hands.
No.
Yeah.
I think she could use some glamour.
No. Well, I don't know. I'm not you, that's for sure.
I want to apologize that this is all we have. We are so full up. This is literally, you know, we don't want you out in the cold, so this will give you some sort of a place to stay while you're here. Don't judge it by this. We're going to get some help and clean a lot of this stuff out and bring in a cot and make it a little comfy for you.
Good. Oh, it's super, really super.
Yeah.
Is there a bathroom?
Yes, 2 flights down through the lobby. In the lobby. It's a lobby bathroom. It's well stocked with paper towels and toilet tissue and soap. Be able to freshen up in there.
Thank you.
Room service.
That's the good news. You're right next door to the kitchen. I mean, literally next door. So you grab somebody and, you know, get a menu, and you'll be able to order something from them.
And say, just utility closet?
As a matter of fact, yeah. I don't think we'll have a problem. That won't get confused. I'll alert the staff to your presence, too.
Good.
And I've got to get back to the desk, but anything you need, just ask for Mark Schaefer.
Okay.
Thanks so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Honey, I'm thinking about maybe switching over to the mock turtleneck, the charcoal one from Saks.
Okay. Is that not breathing, or?
Well, it's breathing now, but I think once we get to the party, it's going to be hot down there.
Right.
And it goes so well. Those trousers.
Or I could go with the lamb's wool. But then again, you're going to see a lot of khaki down there. And this Merlot looks good with the gray.
You know what? Maybe we should stay.
What?
We should stay. We shouldn't leave her up here alone.
No, we have to go. We have to make an appearance. You know that.
Oh.
Are you upset, baby?
Yes, of course she's upset.
Oh, don't be upset.
Don't be upset.
Mommy and Daddy are only going to... Don't... Not the lips. Mommy and Daddy are only going to go for a little bit, and we'll be back. Huh? You got your busy bee. You got busy bee.
No, I want to stay.
You can't stay.
To.
You can't.
I want to.
You can't stay.
More Gouda, honey?
No, thanks, Jerry.
Super party, huh?
Yeah, but...
You know, I ran into that woman that owned the Terrier.
Yeah.
From Florida. We were in that show. Elvis, not Costello. Remember
that
name of that
the
little terrier?
The pushed Twinkie?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Pushed him way off his gate?
Came up behind. Yes.
Oh, Fred Mayne
Googleman?
Yeah.
It is you. Malcolm.
Malcolm. Jerry, my husband. This is Malcolm.
Hi. Malcolm, what shaking?
Yeah, not much, Gary. How are you? Doesn't she look fantastic?
Well, I mean, boy, I'll say.
Thank you.
Well, you got that right.
Been what? I don't know, 18, 19 years? Louisville. The Mint Julep. You were working as a waitress there.
Wow. Malcolm. Oh, yeah.
You know, I banged a lot of waitresses in my day, but you were the best.
You don't forget
far,
the best.
No.
Oh, Jerry. Ooh, Jerry. Boy. Oh, Jerry.
I got to do something about the air conditioning.
Okay.
No, it's getting...
It's great to see you.
Okay.
It's getting... Hey, nice to see you, Malcolm.
Keep them up. Keep them up, okay?
The beat goes on, okay?
There you go.
The beat goes on. Jerry, my husband.
Really. That's...
Oh, boy. Don't worry, Jerry. I know where I am.
Just...
But that was fun.
I love it. Your house is beautiful. The food is absolutely delicious. And to see Butch here with her crown on, it's so cute.
Yeah, that's her game face. Yeah. Absolutely right. You're absolutely
She winked at me. she winked at me.
You little flirt?
Yeah, she's very cute.
Yeah.
No, she's not going to wear the crown tomorrow, I don't think.
Well, no. She's going to walk around as if she's wearing it. Yeah.
We only do that once a year.
Yeah.
She must be very proud.
Yeah.
It's her night.
It is her night. She's the star. She's the star tonight, and hopefully she's going to be the star tomorrow. Well, we'll have to see about that, right?
Well, that's up to her.
Yeah, I think. And some other
it's
people.
It's in her hands.
Some people think, you know, you're on a small creek, a small body of water, that you have to use a small fly. But I've been in many situations, even on a big river, where I'm using a size 18, a size 20, a size 22, and I go with a dropper. Sometimes I go with a parachute add-ons, and maybe I have a little... PT nymph on the end, and you can hook a big fish. A lot of people don't realize that. I think you have to go with like a woolly bug or a sculpin pattern or some kind of maybe egg-sucking leech or something, which I've never had any luck with myself, but that's...
Is that L.L. Bean?
Hmm?
Is this L.L. Bean?
This thing?
Can I check?
I don't know.
Oh, Hamilton.
What? Just checking. Stefan. This is my euphemism, Stefan. He's here. I want you to meet my new friends.
How are you,
Stefan?
Jerry.
Yes, Jerry Fleck.
Jerry.
Hello, your coon.
And
Cookie.
I was noticing your pants.
That's not all you were noticing.
And then I noticed this here. Very, very funny. Did he tell you his name was Mary, as well as advertising?
He was introduced as Mary, but...
You know what? My name's not really Mary.
It's what? Debbie.
That's a, no, it's not.
Debbie.
It's Deborah.
No,
I'm sorry.
Do you have an appreciation for the amount of work that,
it's
that
incredible. Went into
these? I did it myself.
Wow.
I did it. Jeez. I did it myself. It bored him to death. I could
that
talk about
is
it nonstop.
Really,
well,
that is
six
that's super.
Months.
That's
6 months working with leather and red thread.
Oh,
how much
heaven.
Fun is he to be with?
Heaven.
Yes.
You did.
I did.
Yeah. Well, he's a
I
very talented young man.
You must be very proud, Mary.
Oh, my goodness. Who are you all of a sudden?
Good baby boomer gag.
Good heavens. Jacket.
Good heavens.
Mr. Hip.
Move your feet. Move.
Gotcha.
Stop it. You're quick enough on the draw.
I'll say.
Thank you,
that's
Mr. Handyman.
Yes, sir.
Tonka up.
Tonka.
Hi, Terry. Hi. Yeah, we're here. Where were you? So how's everything? Did you eat the pate? Did you put the vitamins in? Okay, did you go poop? Thank you. Too much information. Put him on. I just want to say goodnight. Okay. Hi, Tyrone. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Tyrone. How are you?
Say hello. Say hello, Aggie.
Say...
You're breathing. We'll be home tomorrow. I just wanted to say goodnight. I was singing a little bit of your favorite song, okay? They buried Barbara in the old churchyard. They buried William beside her, and from his grave grew a red, red rose, and out of hers a briar. Good night. Don't stay up all night watching old movies.
Yeah.
Live from the Bayman Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, it's the 125th annual Mayflower Kennel Club Dog Show, brought to you by Iams Yukonuba. And let me tell you, the city of brotherly love is aglow tonight. 3,000 dogs competing for best in show. Some big and some are small. Some really small. Bushy coats and coats so silky they look like they were spun by a giant spider. You name it, they're here. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Buck Laughlin. And if you're a dog or a friend of a dog, you want to circle this night in your TV guide because Trevor Beckwith, they come to the Mayflower with their crates, their kibble, and their cookies. And most important, with a will to win that only a fellow dog can truly appreciate. Your thoughts on that matter?
Well, yes, Buck, I can't speak for the animals, of course, but certainly every human being in this building, I think, is as excited
really?
As I am.
You wrote a book, didn't you?
I did. Follow the Lead, a book about obedience, basic obedience training for dogs. As you know, I have a franchise of schools around the country.
I didn't know that. Hey, so this is right down your alley. I went
Absolutely.
To one of those obedience places once. It was all going well till they spilled hot candle wax on my private parts. I'm just kidding. I'm serious. I know what you're talking about.
Because she's a winner, that's right. Because she is Miss America, and Miss is who you are.
Hey,
Little Miss America.
Come on. I'm trying to groom her. She has to.
She's fine. You know what? She's feeling chuffed. She's feeling full of herself, aren't you?
Well, what I wanted to do is calm down a little bit.
Don't do the front.
Let me just.
Okay. Fine. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want more than anything in the world? You want the big blue ribbon? Uh-huh, that's what you want. You want red? No, you don't want red. You want yellow? No, you
come
don't
on,
want yellow. You want to go home with the blue. What
come
do you see
here.
In front of me? What do you see in front of me? You see a big blue ribbon. It's right here in front of you. You want it? You come and you grab it. You get it.
She's
you
not
get
listening
that ribbon.
To you. She's nervous. She's freaking
well,
out.
Well, get the busy bee. You want your busy bee. You get your busy
you
bee.
You get the busy bee. I need to trim her whiskers.
Christ.
It's in the crate.
Where is it?
It's in the crate.
Why didn't you have it out to begin with? Where are the crate? It's not in here.
It should be in the crate.
It's not in the crate. I just told you that.
God, Hamilton, if she doesn't get a door, she's going to flip out.
Damn. It's not in here. You left it at the hotel. You go back and you get her busy bee. Go to the hotel and get busy bee. Run. Go. Mommy's getting your toy. Don't you worry. No, we had a little discussion. Look at me. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at the fat ass losers or freaks. You look at me.
And what's the first category here?
First category is the hound group.
Well, you got your finger on everything here. The hounds are coming out.
Yes.
These are some unusual dogs.
The hound group can be divided into two groups, five and seven.
This is, of course, the first of seven groups that we'll see this evening as the dogs progress towards the Best in Show title.
Now, the judge is Eddie Franklin.
That's Edie Franklin.
Edie?
Yes, a retired school teacher from New Jersey.
Oh, you're right. That's a lady. Okay. She is really giving him a thorough going over. Are all judges that thorough? I mean,
yes,
she looks
yes.
at the teeth.
It's very important that all the attributes are examined. Teeth, eyes,
runs,
ears,
ouch.
Gums.
Am I seeing right? Where's she putting her hands now?
She's just checking out the dog's testicular area to make sure that everything is intact.
Hate to go out on a date with Judge Edie Franklin, have her judge me. That'd be no fun.
Would you please take your dog down and back for me, please?
Now she's having the dogs. Why do they have them run away from them and then back up? What's the point of that? What are they looking for?
Looking for the gait and movement of the dog, and it's very important to see the small angles. So Edie will be checking out this in particular.
Good way to judge a woman. Have her run away from you and then run back. Now, those birds on Carnaby Street.
Yes.
I'm used to seeing them run away from me more often than run towards me.
Yeah.
Now, what is that? That's a... A bloodhound, isn't it?
I think this is a tremendous dog, and I would say maybe in 2 to 3 years this could be a champion dog. But I just think it may be a tad immature for this year.
Just trying to get a little playing time in.
And take your dog down and back for me, please.
Now, you know what would be funny? I don't know if they can do this, just an idea off the top of my head.
Why didn't he put the bloodhound, put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats, and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the purpose of these shows
is. But it would, I think it would really get the crowd going. You know what I mean? The Sherlock Holmes hat with a pipe. I don't know if you could make it look like smoke's coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
I'd get a kick out of it. Now, that looks like a fast dog. Is that faster than a greyhound? Well, if you put him in a race, who would come in first? If you had a little jockey on him going. Let me ask you this. If you're going to put him on a football team, which would be your wide receiver, which would be your tight end? Who can go the farthest, the fastest?
Well, I don't know any dogs that play football.
I'm having some fun with you here. Now, this is tension time. Who's she going to pick? She's looking him over close.
Yes, she's looking very... She's been very careful with this group.
Is there anything a handler or a dog can do now to sway the judge?
Nothing at all. Yes. Just hope and pray at this point.
Bring the bloodhound out, please.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Bring the beagle out, please. Place it there. The borzoi, please. And the petite, please.
All right. A little Sherlock Holmes dog is out there, huh? Even without the hat and the pipe.
That's right.
So it's down to four now.
And the judge says, taking a final look at the four, she's picked out the bloodhound, the beagle, the borzoi, and the PBGV.
That's the way I want them. One, two, three, and four.
And that's it. That's the order.
Whoa.
That's the order. I'm very surprised.
That is an upset.
It's
your
definitely
rookie
an upset.
Through,
the rookie's
huh?
definitely come through. That's a tremendous achievement.
Have you tried looking under the bed?
Of course I've looked under the bed. Of course I've looked under the bed. That's where you look when you lose things. You know, what is she here for? What do you? I called you here 30 minutes ago.
No,
you call yourself a maid? Where are you from?
You
from this country? Because I know people at the IMS, deportation offices. Don't come here,
Medic
Van, and then we'll pick you up. You will go back the way you came from.
Lower your voice.
I've been looking for 20 minutes for your stupid dog. Go get your papers.
A lot of it agitation over a dog's toy.
A dog's toy?
Yes, that's what we're talking.
Well, you don't know my dog.
A lot of
you obviously don't know my dog.
There's a pet store right downstairs. Why don't we go down?
A pet store down the stairs?
Yes.
What are you, a wizard? Genius? What did you tell me that before? Thanks for your help, you stupid hotel manager!
Yeah, that see the coat? Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you, I've never felt more confident, you know, than I feel right now. I feel like I could walk into the president of the Kennel Club's office and say, you know, why don't we skip to the chase here and just give me the cup? And I'll be on my way. You can take my picture. And I mean, I honestly feel that way. But then you never know, you know, because there's so many variables that I just can't control. But everything's going as planned.
Except for the makeup.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sherri Ann did put some makeup on me, but it's really not my style, you know, so I took it off.
It looked really good.
It was a little too much.
No, it looked really good. I did a wonderful, like, Sophia Loren... Persian eye.
Yeah.
And it looked very dramatic and looked very show-like.
It was a little over the top, and I looked freakish, so
no,
I took it off.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to have to just let this go, okay? But I do like what she did with my hair.
Well, now it's time for the toys, and they are well-named. They look like everyone could be wound up.
Yes, but this is a fun group, and the crowd always responds to the toys. It's a wonderful character you see in these dogs, and that's really what a lot of people are looking for in a toy dog.
Yeah, and the crowd pleases. Frederick Basil Abbott III is the judge. He's got his hands full.
Oh, a bloodhound, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful. How old is he?
Yeah, he's two.
Slobbers a lot.
He's a two-year-old.
He's
a two-year. He's a slobber puss.
He is a slobber. He's gorgeous.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I handle Rhapsody in White.
The poodle, right? The standard?
Yeah, standard poodle.
Uh-huh.
Two-time best in show. Last 2 years here at the Mayflower.
Oh, that's...
Sure you know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so, Harlan Pepper.
Christy Cummings, but you probably know that.
Well, I do and I don't. And, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, you take care.
I will.
Take care. You see ya.
The toy group has long been a favorite, going back hundreds of years when...
I'd be hard-pressed in this category to pick my favorite. I think the Shih Tzu is a terrific
What's
dog.
That one?
The Shih Tzu.
The Shih Tzu. That's one you don't you don't play around with that name, do you? It doesn't come trippingly off the tongue. Stewardess, can I take a Shih Tzu on my carry-on, or does it have to be stowed?
Yes, that's...
Sir, is that a Shih Tzu?
An old joke, but a good one, nevertheless. Yes,
that's a crowd pleaser.
Ma'am, can I have the Italian Greyhound over here, please?
He's being very deliberate. He's known as a deliberate judge.
Is that right?
Yes, and an interesting side note, as a matter of fact. He trained to be a priest at one time, was in a seminary.
Hmm.
Never went through with it all, but it's unusual.
It'd be interesting to find out what went wrong there, but that's a whole other show.
Sir, can I have the palm over here, please? Ma'am, the toy poodle behind, please. Sir, could I have the Shih Tzu here, please?
Yeah, they are a playful bunch, aren't they?
Take them all around. Thank you, sir. One, yes. Two, three, four. Thank you.
Oh,
well done.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
My little princess. My hero.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, God, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
So the palm was no problem.
Oh, no. Palm broke his gait. He might as well have taken a dump.
That little Yorkie, you know, I was amazed she finished out of the money.
Who knew? Who knew? But
look
this
at
is
this.
Great.
It's all you, baby.
First in
it's
group. Best in show coming
Next
up.
Case.
She's
Next
like,
case.
Group, schmoop, bring on the formal wear. Which reminds me... Gotta get back to the hotel.
Okay.
Me, I have to change.
Can I get you some soup?
Bath bomb.
Bath bomb.
Immediately.
Hi. I'm looking for a toy. A toy. It's a bumblebee. It's
for,
like a...
For what kind of animal is it?
For a dog. It's a bee. It's a bumblebee. And it's furry. It's about this big.
Okay.
Right? It's a bumblebee. Stripes on it.
Here it is. Is this it?
No, that's the bear in a bee costume.
Okay. I'm just trying to help.
It's about this big. And
right.
It squeaks in the middle.
Oh, okay, this one squeaks, you know. And I think it's striped. I think the dog will respond to the stripes, and it's reminiscent of a bumblebee, I think. This is like a bee.
That's a parrot.
And I think that's what the dog's responding to. But you can look in the box here. We have more. Right, like this one, the yellow and black one there, that's...
This?
That's like a bee. That's
this
like a bee.
This is a fish.
Well, I
this
know,
is a
we
fish.
Know that's a fish, but to
you
a
know
dog...
What? Just shut up. I'm going to get this and
I'm
get
just
out of here.
You.
Thank you for your help.
Okay, this is least like a bee of the ones we have here.
I didn't ask for your opinion. I asked for a toy that you don't have.
Oh, baby,
yes.
You're so good. Look
Who
at
could look
so
at this face? Who could look at this face and say, ooh... I want him. You. A wink. A wink.
Did you see?
Look at this. Look at this.
Did you see that scary dog?
A winky. Look at this. You. Yes.
That's it. He's a natural. He's just so natural. And look at his face. Could he be sweeter or more loving? And the group is all about attitude. And look at this. What? Could you find a more likable attitude? A happier to know you kind of attitude? Oh, I'm talking about you.
And here come the Terriers.
Yes, this is a very popular group, but always is. A lot of winners have come out of this group in past shows, and it's also very popular with the crowd. They
They're
love
lovable
these.
Dogs, aren't they?
Wonderful personality.
Very frisky, very playful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sad to think, when you look at how beautiful these dogs are, to think that in some countries these dogs are eaten.
And once around, please.
That's my favorite, the miniature schnauzer. How do they make him miniature? I mean, is there some way, some process they physically miniaturize the dog, or is it a puppy, or what the devil is going on?
They're just breeding. I mean,
they breed them small. You'd think they'd want to breed them bigger, wouldn't you, like grapefruits or watermelons?
Well.
Now, let me ask you, what's that up on the table?
That's the Norwich.
Uh-huh. He's taking a close look at the Norwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, that handler looks familiar to me.
And could you bring Doug for the down and back, please?
My dog.
I mentioned my idea for a book for you. Women bathing their dogs, you know, in cut-off jeans and T-shirts and with the soap. And you know how it gets all wet and in the water. Let your imagination run wild. I think get the Mayflower Kennel Club behind it. You make a few bucks, and that's what it's all about. Put your name on it.
Well, I'm not sure that...
Bathing your dog with Trevor Beckwith. Doing a doggy style. You come up with that. I'm not the literary guy. All right, Judge Ruth Collier is looking very closely.
One, two, three,
yes!
Four.
Andrew, oh.
Here.
What the hell is this?
It's not a toy.
It's a rooster or something. Get out the bee. Where's the bee?
I couldn't find it. I went to the hotel. I asked. There were no...
You were gone for a half an hour and you came back with this purple thing?
Well, don't spit at me!
Don't you yell at me! Ouch! You take care of it! You take care of it!
I will take care of it!
Well, we're here with Dr. Theodore Milbank, president of the Mayflower Kennel Club. And, doctor, let me ask you something. I got a little bursitis in my shoulder. Do you recommend heat or cold?
Well, I'm not that kind of doctor.
I know that. I'm just kidding, the doctor. He's not that kind of doctor, but he's got such a good sense of humor. We like to have a few laughs. Doctor, question that's always bothered me and a lot of people. Mayflower combined with Philadelphia. No-brainer, right? Because this is where the Mayflower landed. Not so. It turns out Columbus actually set foot somewhere down in the West Indies. Little-known fact. How does the name Mayflower get up to the Quaker City?
Well, it wasn't actually Columbus, the Mayflower, as you probably remember. And he did land in Plymouth Rock.
Well, they landed several places because there's the Nina, the Pinta. There are a couple of them. They all landed in different places. But
not really.
I'm not the historian. Let the people in the production booth deal with that one.
It doesn't matter. Really.
The sporting group can be divided into four basic categories. The pointers.
So these are the sporting dogs. These are the athletes. These are the jocks of the dog world, wouldn't you say?
Yes, these are the dogs that you'll often see hanging on the wall in museums, in paintings, classic paintings. Mm-hmm. This group is actually known as the hunting group in the United Kingdom.
Uh-huh. And the judge is Judge Frieda Dunlop. She is also very, very slow and determined.
Very deliberate. You know, it's like we're seeing the Weimaraner. It's a wonderful dog.
That's a beauty, yeah.
And it's the gray ghost.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, take control of that.
That's not a good shot.
Come on, Beatrice, right around here. Let's try again.
This has never happened before, ever,
right.
I swear.
I'm sorry. We're dismissing.
What?
We're going to dismiss this
gentleman. No, just give us another chance. We will be so...
I'm sorry, we're dismissing.
No, let me just try again.
This does not look good.
No, he went after her like she's made out of ham. And I guess he's getting the old heave-ho.
That's it. Yes. The dog has been excused.
She is gone.
You don't get away from me.
It's a shame to see that happen.
Beautiful.
But he's still a champion.
Oh, yes.
Even though he's sent off with disgrace. It's like Shoeless Joe Jackson. He's out of the leagues, but we still talk about him today.
Hi. I like an extra large bucket of popcorn, half butter, half salt.
I would normally just be out here pigging out, but... I'm a little nervous right now. This is, there's a lot at stake. You know, we've had two wins. This would be our third, and I'm making Leslie nervous. I'm making myself very nervous, and my nervousness is rubbing off on Leslie. And I feel like I just need to really listen to my inner instinct. And my inner instinct says,
don't go right now. So I'm not going out. I'm going to be right here until I get another message from myself.
Hey, what are you doing in there, honey? They're just going to finish up the non-sporting in a second.
I'm looking for the hand cream. Did you bring any hand cream?
Oh, I've got a lot of hand cream, but I don't have the... Oh, God, look at that, Kazan. Is that hideous? What's that doing at the Mayflower? Oh, my goodness. You might want to see this.
Mm-hmm.
It's Miss Cummings.
Uh-oh.
Is it ever Miss Cummings? Oh, my God.
Bob Mackie, where are you when we need you?
She looks like a cocktail waitress on an oil rig or something. Doesn't look at the piping. Look at the piping.
She tries to be so self-possessed, but look at the terror in her face.
Well, you know, it's all terrified. About fear for her. It
well,
really is.
It's all about her.
He's taking his time picking, that's for sure.
And stopping them once again. It's really, as I said, a highly respected judge. Often tends to go on personality, and we've certainly got a lot of personality in this selection here today.
You're number one.
Yes.
Two, three, and four. Yes.
Yeah, look at that poodle. She knows she's a winner, and look at her handler. That is one
that
happy
is
fella.
Actually a woman.
A woman.
Lady handler, they are both. They are sharing the joy. And this is interesting. Do you think there's a... They can feel the joy back and forth.
Okay.
Big surprise.
Well, there it is. I better show Agnes this.
Oh, God. Just smile.
Agnes, I want you to see. Stop eating that shirt and look at your competition. That is Rhapsody in White.
Yeah.
That's who you're going to beat.
She wins in a waltz, don't she?
She does, don't you? Oh, look, Christy's going to go talk to Sherri-Ann.
Yeah, congratulations.
There's Sherri-Ann. What is Sherri-Ann wearing? And she...
Hello.
Rhapsody has two mommies.
All right, Trevor Beckwith, it all comes down to this. They're going for all the marbles. The best in show, the final seven. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. It's the goal line stand. It's the final round. And after all the grooming and the petting and the kibbles and the liver snaps, your opinion, your feedback.
Well, this is a very exciting moment. All these are wonderful dogs, and this is the moment everybody's been waiting for. The last seven, the best of the best. Great moment.
As long as you're calm, okay?
I am.
Because I'm as calm as a cucumber, okay?
Yeah, why don't you just sit down?
You know what? I'm kidding.
Go sit down, Jerry.
I'm nervous.
I know. So you have to go sit down
now
because Winky and I have to get ready for the show.
Okay.
Okay,
knock
darling.
Them dead, honey. Good luck.
Oh, thank
okay.
You.
Wink, good
Say
luck.
Say bye-bye, Daddy.
Good luck.
Say bye-bye,
okay.
Daddy.
Okay.
Bye, darling.
Sweetheart,
make Fern City proud.
I will.
What the?
God, are you all right?
What? Whoa, hey, look out.
Honey,
what did I trip on?
Right? Honey.
Somebody put something down here
okay?
So I would trip.
Shh, calm down.
Okay,
sweetheart.
Okay, just my knee. Just my knee.
Careful.
No, just my knee. I'm fine.
Take a little walk.
I'm going to step on your dog.
Oh, no. That your knee is all messed up.
We need a doctor. Can we get a medic, please?
It's best in show, Jerry.
Your knee is ballooning up like a watermelon, sweetheart.
He's okay.
You can't
miss this. Winky can't miss this. He's worked for 2.5 years for Best in Show. No, he can't miss. Jerry.
He can't miss?
He can't miss it.
Then we get a handler.
A handler.
We get a professional handler,
I'm not putting him out there with a stranger.
Well, sweetheart.
Jerry.
You want the dog in the show, we have to get a handler,
You have to do it. You have to do it.
Well, you have a concussion. You have a concussion. You're not making
All
any sense.
All you have
sense.
To do is follow him, Jerry.
Follow him?
Just follow him.
You can do it.
I'll take care of you.
You'll be fine.
I've walked him.
Yes, you take him for a walk every night.
All you have to do is
follow
us.
And you're beautiful at it.
I don't even know what
gating
is, honey.
What's this? This is your number. And you keep it on your left arm and you keep the dog to the left.
And
Jerry.
Why am I?
You're going to show Winky.
And here they come, the pointer from the sporting group, handled by Jill Koch. And look at that magnificent dog. Absolutely beautiful dog.
Do you think
dog.
They know the championship's on the line here?
I think they know that they're very special dogs, and I think they know that they're still in it. And the Bloodhound.
Picking up the track of the pointer.
Beautiful dog.
Yeah.
Hubert. I was talking to his owner and handler, Harlan Pepper, and he believes this dog has a tremendous future. And here's the Siberian Husky, handled by Joanne Dixon.
Also a beautiful dog.
Magnificent, yes.
Yeah, and they're strutting their stuff, too.
And the terrier group now, this is the Norwich Terrier, with
seems to have a different handler
doesn't
there.
Doesn't look like Cookie Fletch to me.
We're getting word that it's the dog is being handled by Cookie's husband, Jerry Fletch.
This is very unusual.
Boy, this is thrilling. The bottom of the ninth, a pinch hitter comes in. Am I nuts? Or something's wrong with his feet.
I don't think I ever find myself saying this on this, but I think
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, he's got two left feet.
That is certainly a first.
Go get him, pal. Man.
And the toy group, the Shih Tzu, is coming. And here is Scott Donlan.
Look at Scott. He is prancing along with a dog. And look at that outfit he's wearing. I'll tell you, if you live in my neighborhood and you wear an outfit like that, you better be a hotel doorman. He is having fun with his dog.
And here's Rhapsody.
That's your favorite.
Christy.
And the crowd's reacting, too.
This dog is as close to perfect as I think you'll see, and she knows it. She knows this.
She has a winner's attitude.
And last here we have the Shetland Sheepdog, the dog I have, Sheltie.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. This may be a little bit off the path. How much weight do you think I could bench press? Just make a guess, ballpark figure.
Absolutely.
315 pounds. I mean, I was in top shape. I don't know if I could make it down to the end of this arena and back. Now, deadlifted over 500.
And, I think we're all set to go here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Bring out the pointer, please.
And the judge is Everett Bainbridge, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, Everett is a very, very experienced judge.
I would hope so.
We're in very good hands here. Mm-hmm.
This is like the World Series. You get the best umpires out there.
Once around, please. Bring out the bloodhound, please.
There can be no doubt that the precursor of the modern bloodhound was slipping his way into people's hearts long
ago. Once around, please.
Can a dog win it or lose it in this last round, or has the judge pretty much made up his mind?
Oh, good heavens, no. This is not won or lost at this point.
Apples and oranges, different breeds. Are they looking for something particular with each dog?
It's a gut reaction on some level. These are all superb animals.
Very subjective for the judge, then.
It's a very difficult task to pick.
Let me ask you, does money ever exchange hands under the table?
Good Lord,
I don't want to stick your neck out there. I'd be... tempted
bring
to lay
out the
a few
Norwich
dollars.
Terrier.
And ever since its official recognition in 19...
Watch her out, please.
They are all just one cuter than the other.
And I think everybody responds to that.
Bring out the Shih Tzu, please.
It is possible that the dog originated in Tibet and was later introduced in China. They are not only elegant, but affectionate.
I don't think I ever could get used to being probed and prodded. I told my proctologist once, hey, why don't you take me out to dinner and a movie sometime, you know?
Yes, yes. I remember you said that last year.
Yes. Yeah.
Watch around, please. Bring out the standard poodle, please.
Let me ask you something. This may seem like a silly question. To get a French dog, a Chinese dog, a German dog, do they all bark the same? They all sound the same when they, you know, woof, is it, or is it different language?
Different dogs have different intonations.
And it doesn't matter
tones.
The country, the boundaries doesn't make any difference there.
No.
Bring out the Shetland Sheepdog, please.
I notice in these competitions they don't do the basic sit-up, roll-over, fetch, heel. They start at a higher level than that, don't they?
Yeah, so those are the basic.
And that is that taken into consideration at the start? Or, I mean, are you just judging by how well a dog is groomed?
What's around?
These dogs are pampered and petted and all in top physical condition, am I right?
No question. This is the prime. You won't see finer specimens than these seven dogs. It's a shame, really, that there has to be one picked. Because, as we've said time and time again, these aren't just winners. These are winners within winners. And Mr. Bainbridge is taking a very, very close look at these dogs. I don't envy him this task. He's a master of 150 breeds, and this very well-informed judge, this is a terribly difficult task.
This is like the umpire calling a close play at home plate in the bottom of the ninth. I wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
And the judge is going over to the judge's table. He's signing the book.
So he's made his decision.
We have a winner.
A lot of hearts in dogs' throats. Do dogs react to this? I ask you this.
Oh, they sense the tension. They have to. They can't not. And here comes the cup with Dr. Milbank and Graham Chisholm.
Wow, look at the size of that. I've taken sponge baths in smaller bowls than that.
This really is the defining moment of this competition.
The Norwich Terrier.
Oh, thank you. Cookie! We took the Mayflower! We took the Mayflower!
Oh, thank you!
After the Mayflower, we came back to Fern City, and we were celebrities. We were big. Everything just broke loose like a cannon. We were given the key to the city from the mayor.
With a picture in the newspaper. Radio interviews.
Three radio interviews. And, you know, at some point, a good friend of ours said, "You know, you've got all these great songs that you do about your terriers, do something with them because you're celebrities now."
Thought of it. We were just doing it for fun, just for the love of terriers. But thinking, why not?
There's something to be said for that.
Backyard, front yard, or the barn. Play with it till
Cookie?
Yeah.
Cookie Googleman?
Yeah.
Does this ring a bell? I'm not wearing underwear.
Bulge?
Yeah, that's me.
Bulge?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
It's me. You look fantastic.
Me too. You've grown.
I'm growing right now, girl. Just looking at you. That is the one and only time I've ever done it on a roller coaster.
I like both of them, and we could find something there. But what I like about these, and I think Sherry Ann would agree too, honey, if we could get this picture of the dog and maybe one of these in here. Oh, my gosh, it's been a year. So much has happened. Oh, my gosh. Well, we didn't win at Mayflower. which is surreal and was extremely disturbing.
It was so not right.
It was devastating. But the silver lining of this cloud, of course, is that, you know, it brought us to a new level in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, now we got to open up these offices and publish this magazine here.
Mm-hmm.
American Bitch, the dog magazine for women and their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a focus on the issues of the lesbian purebred dog owner. Mm-hmm. And we're on a third issue. These are our first two issues here. And it's fantastic, you know. Sherri Ann is definitely the inspiration. And I do the grunt work, the details. She has a very big heart. She's generous. She's kind. Yeah. She's sweet.
And vice versa.
Yeah. You just changed my life. And as it turns out, she's a dynamite in the sack.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Oh.
After the dog show, I was on an El Al flight to Haifa faster than a walnut could roll off a henhouse roof. And I spent about 3 weeks on the kibbutz just mellowing out. Of course, I make you work and everything, but it was a good place to clear your mind, you know, and I realized that I had a lot to offer besides just having a fishing shop and going to dog shows. So I've been working pretty hard on mastering the art of ventriloquism, which is an ancient art, and it requires a kind of a scientific mind, and I enjoy being able to put people in another dimension, so to speak, where they look around and they don't know where the voice is coming from, which is the whole point, I guess.
Let's all go a honky-tonk
down in Louisiana,
where the biscuits and gravy are like
Dixie's Nana.
Let's go honky-tonk and they'll be
glad to see you
on a Louisiana night.
Coming. I only have five arms. Hold your horses. Definitely should have gotten horses.
Yeah, little bitty horses. That'd be real smart.
Just little ones.
We've always wanted to do this. It's one of the things that brought us together, I think, was our love of old movies of the 30s and 40s, the MGM musicals and the great love stories. And so we decided to put this calendar together. Our buddy Terry.
Terry's a photographer.
Wonderful photographer.
Lives really near us, and he took these pictures for us about 2 years ago for Stefan's birthday.
Yeah,
kind which of are
boudoir shots.
You're not allowed to see them.
No.
It's sort of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we love them. And Terry's very talented, and he loves our dog. Mm-hmm. So we had this idea. It's like, well, we loved old movies so much, and so we wanted to put it together into one project, which was going to, you know, set the world aflame, basically. I don't know if it's going to do that,
well,
but
we'll see. You know, we're not going to sell it or anything. We're just going to give it out to friends.
I think we should try to sell it.
Really?
Yes.
Shih Tzus in the great love scenes of the, well, maybe.
It's a great idea.
If we could give the money to Shih Tzu Rescue, you know, something like that.
They have plenty of money.
Well, so do we.
And what Shih Tzus need rescuing anyway? What Shih Tzu is like straggling around the streets with like an old coat? Like,
oh, a little match girl.
Alms for the poor.
So, how have things been going?
Everything's changed for the better. We are so happy now.
We're so happy.
And our sex life is finally back on track, huh?
Finally.
Good.
Beatrice had so many
problems. So many problems. She was a real problem.
Poor thing.
Just negative.
Very negative, dog.
Very negative.
Mm. And hurtful, I thought.
Yeah.
Didn't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And our new dog, Kipper, is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Oh, talk about a winner. Mm-hmm. Such a winner.
And he doesn't mind us having sex.
Oh, no, he likes it. He likes to watch.
He likes to watch.
Oh, honey.
I know, what we went through, huh?
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Good dog.
He is a good dog.
And you're a good lady. Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you.